Congress is scheduled to vote this session on whether to renew the welfare reform law. The White House is hoping to make a few changes in the law first. President Bush says he wants more welfare recipients to work, and he wants them to work longer hours. The president also wants to establish a $300 million fund to promote marriage. Commentator Joe Davidson says he would like to see a change in the welfare reform law.
When President Bush announced plans to increase welfare requirements, he cited a man who once was the definition of liberal democratic politics. The president said Hubert Humphrey described the moral test of government as how it treats those in the shadows of life. Few people are deeper in those shadows than poor, recovering drug addicts. Yet the welfare reform law Congress passed 6 years ago takes a harsh, punitive, and counterproductive approach to former drug offenders. A little-known provision of the 1996 legislation placed a lifetime ban on welfare benefits for people convicted of drug crimes. No one with a state or federal drug felony conviction may receive cash assistance or food stamps unless the state has opted out of the provision. There's no such ban on other criminals, even rapists or killers. States can impose the ban fully or in part. Only 8, and the District of Columbia, have chosen not to use it at all. A report by the Sentencing Project found the law hurts women in particular. More than 92,000 women have lost benefits for life because of it. Though kids are not directly denied benefits, the report says over 135,000 children are at increased risk because of reduced family incomes. And the racial bias the criminal justice system so often demonstrates, along with the greater poverty among minorities, means African Americans and Hispanics are especially hard hit. The law is another dubious weapon in the nation's confused war on drugs. Another law denies higher ed financial assistance to drug convicts. Other statutes say former drug users and some other felons may not live in public housing or hold government jobs or certain professional licenses. These post-prison lifetime sentences amount to punishment forever for even low-level drug felonies. Temporary public assistance, financial aid for education, or subsidized shelter can be the crucial difference between making a new life or not. Denying those benefits could hasten family breakup. Parents too poor to care for their children without assistance could be forced to place them in the care of others. Parents who have had drug problems are more likely to return to that life when times get hard. If they do, it's a good bet they'll go back to jail. President Bush says he wants a welfare system that honors the family. The drug provision fails that test.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a writer who lives here in Washington.